I woke up, I'm on abundance. Hey, my hands too full to hold the grudges. Yeah, and all I'm trying to be is being a monk. Hey, I got a shawty, come see me tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This ain't One Direction, dog. I'm going a different way. I got One Direction, dog. It's going up for sure. I got hoes with some pop money offshore.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. It's River Skinner here with the Win the Morning Podcast. Hope you're having a great, great, fantastic, wonderful, jubilant, bingada-bongada-boogada, insert buzzword, day. Okay, just got done selling for the evening. Sold two deals tonight. And this last customer I had talked about, like, or kept on saying, I want to think about it. You know, I want to think about it. And I ended up selling him. And I was driving home, and I was just processing what happened. And I think what's happening a lot with salespeople is we're getting overly, like, we're being sold that the way to sell is knowing this perfect one-liner and knowing perfect ways to overcome objections. And of course, you know, knowing what to say helps, and having some arrows in the quiver helps. But I've actually, like, kind of changed my paradigm on this. It's like, I feel like all that is really just a bag of goods that we're being sold by these gurus. Who's the newest guru? Oh, it's Andy Elliott. Oh, it's Grant Cardone. Oh, it's whoever, right? Who's the sales trainer? And not that they're scamming people or whatever. It's good stuff. But I think the difference of, like, really good salespeople and mediocre salespeople is actually, like, if you were to ask those gurus, they weren't trained by somebody else on what to say. A customer said an objection and they just knew what to say, and they've never said it before. They just thought it and they said it. And they're like, oh, I should tell other people about this one-liner I had. But the thing is one-liners are good, and it's not, that one-liner is not always going to work for that certain objection. So 10 different customers could say the same objection. That one-liner is not going to work every single time. The thing I've learned is that great salespeople know and trust their intuition. They don't know what they're going to say, but they're really good at reading people, reading the room. And when the customer has an objection, I want to think about it, I want to talk about it, whatever, insert any objection. They know that they'll know how to navigate it when the time comes. And sometimes you say X and sometimes you say Y. And how do you know? Because you're really good at reading people's body language. You're really good at knowing when to add pressure, when not to add pressure. One time I was told that sales is like walking across a river. When you're walking across a river, you're always looking for stable rocks on your feet. And when you notice an unstable rock, you back off and you find a stable rock. That to me is a lot like sales. You're constantly looking for the stable rock of being like, okay, I can progress the sale forward. This is my stable rock. Oh, that's unstable. I'm going to back off that. And it's less about knowing what to say, but more knowing how to navigate and control the conversation to lead to the close. And the problem with that is it's hard to train on that. The way that you get good at it is you're constantly putting yourself into sales conversations. You get really good at being present. And I believe 100% in having a script and following the process. But the problem is that if you're just following the process and you're a robot, that's where the problem lies, because you are not having a human connection and you're not having a conversation. You're just following a sales script. And I believe that that's where a lot of people, that separates the mediocre from the good salespeople, is they're not trusting their intuition. They don't have enough confidence in themselves to know that no matter what is said in the home, that they'll be able to lead it to progress the job forward. And so that's why they're so reliant on the close. It's like, okay, step one, step two, step three, step four. But sales is not like building an IKEA furniture set. It's not step one, step two, step three, step four. It can change instantly. It's a constant moving thing. And so you have to get really, really good at trusting yourself. You have to get really, really good at reading people's body language. You have to get really, really good at knowing when to talk about stuff more. A lot of times the way you overcome objections is you just completely ignore it. Like when sick customers say, I want to think about it, you just completely ignore it and you keep on talking. And sometimes you don't. Sometimes you address it right then and there, but you have to know when to do which one. And so the reason why I bring this up is my challenge to all of you is focus a lot more on reading people and being super present with people. Now, you cannot do this successfully if you do not know the process. You have to know the process so well that you don't have to think about what you're saying. So there is an element to that. You have to know the process so well that you don't have to think about what you're saying. And so you can, it's like driving a car. It's like you're unconsciously competent. You don't have to think about driving the car. You just drive the car and you arrive and you're like, how did I get here? It's like, because you don't have to think about driving, you're unconsciously competent. Same thing with sales. You have to be unconsciously competent about your sales script. So when you're presenting, you're not thinking about what you're saying. You're thinking about all the other things in the room. The dynamic between the husband and the wife, the different things that are going on. As far as like, maybe there's some outside distractions. How do you get those distractions out of the way? What's the body language? Why are they not both sitting down, etc. So my friends, that's my invitation to you. Focus a lot more on the person that you're selling. Focus a lot more on trusting yourself and trusting your intuition. And the better you can become at the skill, the higher your closing percentage will increase. My friends, that's what I have for today. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day. Be positive and confident in all that you do. And most importantly, go be abundant. Peace and love.